Winchester. Help me, Hank.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Lamont. How may I help you today?
Yes, Lamont. My name is Ann Champagne. I have got a charge here for $92.90. The last time that I ordered anything online was it was about a survey with diet pills. And I don't quite understand what's going on here. So can you tell me?
Well, ma'am, may I have your zip code to pull up that account for you, please?
Yes, 48371.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name, please?
Ann, A-N-N-E. Last name is Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-I-N-E.
Thank you, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, 89 Dunlap Circle, Oxford, Michigan.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember on February 27th placing an order for the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse, ma'am?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't say the keto. Yeah, and all I was to pay was the shipping. And I thought that's what I was doing. I didn't see anything on there for any membership or anything like that. This was through a survey.
Well, ma'am, the product that you had ordered was on a free 14-day trial to where you could try it out for 14 days before you're billed for the full price, which is the $94.90 and the $91.89, ma'am. Those two charges pay for the products you had received on March 4th. And, ma'am, this product is all natural. It has been proven to reduce your appetite and increase your metabolism. And the terms and conditions are right underneath where you put in your first and last name, your billing address, and your contact information, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
The terms
so
and conditions.
Get that money back.
Well, ma'am, those two charges pay for the products that you had received on March 4th, ma'am. But what I can do, ma'am,
okay.
I can offer a 35%
yeah.
discount on the product if you want to continue using it, ma'am. So you wouldn't have to pay the full price ever again.
I don't want to continue to use it. It's too expensive. I'm laid off. I don't really have the money. I had the money for the shipping and receiving, but not for a membership.
Well, ma'am, I can also offer a 50% discount, and at half off, it would be only a charge of $92.90 for both the products.
Okay, so then you would take one off?
Well, ma'am, I wouldn't be able to do it for this charge because of the fact that these two charges pay for the products you had already received, ma'am. I would be able to apply it for any further charges.
No, just cancel me totally. I'll go further with this because nothing on that site said anything about these types of charges. The only thing I was supposed to pay for is the shipping and the handling, which I did, and that was it.
Well, ma'am, the terms and conditions were right underneath where you put in your first and last name, your billing address, and your contact information, and that's where it stated that it was in a 14-day trial, ma'am. And I would hate to lose you as a customer. We do have a 75% discount that I can't offer to you, ma'am.
Is that going to take care of any of the charges from March 17th and March 16th?
Unfortunately, ma'am, no.
No, I don't want you taking this and that out. I just want to be over with it.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. I can cancel out the account so there
will
be no further charges or shipment, ma'am.
So I won't get nothing back. So I'm going to be in the arrears. I won't be able to pay some of my rent. Thank you. I'm going to let this be known because I didn't see anything. This has happened to me before, and I made sure that I checked everything out, and there was nothing underneath my name or address or anything.
Well, ma'am, this product has to be ordered with the terms and conditions agreed to, and we do have the IP address for the terms and conditions we're agreed to, but I have canceled out the account, so there will be no further charges or shipments, ma'am.
Okay, but your company is going to be turned in because this is ridiculous. $91.89 and $92.90, I can't afford that at all.
Well, ma'am, those two charges pay for the two products you had received on March 4th, and that's the retail price for both of those products, ma'am.
I know, but it's false advertising. You know that. To say that the products are free and you just had to pay shipping and handling. That was it. And that's what I did.
Ma'am, the product was on a free 14-day trial.
Okay, I didn't even see that part. Okay, just forget it, all right? But I'm going to call Better Business Bureau. Is that what you want me to do?
Well, ma'am, the Better Business Bureau is fully aware of us, but ma'am, as a courtesy, what I can do is a 35% refund of both of those charges back to you, because I do understand that you may not have seen the terms and conditions, ma'am, and the terms and conditions where it states that it is in a 14-day trial, and after the 14-day trial, that should be billed for the $92.90 and the $91.89. But I can put a 35% discount on both of these and return some of the charges back to your account.
Okay, will you do that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. For the $91.89 charge, I'd be returning back $32.16, and for the $92.90 charge, I'd be returning back $32.51.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Just give me 1 second. I can refund those charges back to you.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, you should have received 2 emails titled Refund Notification sent to champagne21@gmail.com, one for 3216 and one for 3251.
Okay.
And the account has
All
been
right.
canceled, so there will be no further charges or shipments, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
No
and
problem, ma'am.
Do you ever get a contact number or anything that to show that I called, or is it just my email that's proof enough? I don't know.
It's on the email, ma'am.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Have a good
no,
day. Bye.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.